This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
All across Illinois, local elections authorities have been mailing out applications for voters to request a mailed ballot. It's part of a temporary vote-by-mail expansion here ahead of the November election. This comes as President Donald Trump expresses his serious concern for widespread fraud. WBEZ's Claudia Morell reports.
State Rep. Mark Batnick was one of several Republican lawmakers who voted against the vote-by-mail expansion bill in May. He says he's already got a bunch of calls about these ballot applications that were just mailed out.
In my county, they mailed a ballot application request form out to every registered voter. We had several people contact our office with saying things like, my son's lived in Colorado for 10 years and he got an absentee ballot request form. These people haven't lived here for a long time.
That wasn't supposed to happen. The new law said applications were only supposed to go out to registered voters who also voted in the last 2 years. But not every election authority in Illinois keeps its voter rolls up to date.
So there's all these absentee ballot request forms floating around there that shouldn't be floating around there.
Not a great start for a system that's already been dogged by allegations of widespread fraud, starting all the way at the top from the president himself. John Fortier with the Bipartisan Policy Center wrote a book about the history of remote voting, absentee and mailed ballots. He says the issue is a complicated balancing act between voters' rights and election security.
I don't think that there is room for the likelihood of wide scale voter fraud, but I definitely think there are integrity issues related to the ballot.
Fortier says remote voting, starting with the absentee ballot, came shortly after the push for a secret ballot.
Back in the late 19th century, we had a big movement for every state to move to having a secret ballot because you had a machine politics of an earlier era.
Which meant you could see how people voted based on the color ballot they pulled. Sometimes you weren't even allowed to vote in the booth alone. Maybe your boss or the local precinct captain went in with you. Fortier says the push for vote by mail started around the Civil War when soldiers were away. Concerned about fraud even then, authorities added a bunch of restrictions to absentee voting.
One, that only certain people who really needed it could get a mail ballot. And secondly, that you'd have requirements like a notary public or a witness would have to see that you had an uncast ballot and nobody was pressuring you or seeing how you voted.
It wasn't until the 1970s when states like California, Oregon, Washington started questioning if all these requirements were actually making it harder for people to vote. Rules were changed to make absentee voting a little bit easier. But with convenience comes new fears. This idea that people will maliciously tamper with ballots, that dogs and dead grandparents will vote, that bundles of ballots will just disappear, or that someone will vote on your behalf without you even knowing. Brian Gaines is an election expert with the University of Illinois. He says there are two big myths when it comes to voter fraud, that it's widespread and that it doesn't happen at all.
Cases arise very rarely, but when they come to light, it's not because every state does some kind of systematic audit to make sure there's no fraud. So I think the safest thing to say is nobody really has a great fix on exactly how much of it takes place.
But even bigger than voter fraud is the concern of preparedness. If states don't have what they need to process the flood of mail-in ballots, vote counts could be delayed, stoking fears of fraud. Fortier says that's why it's important not to procrastinate.
We're much better off if we have most of the vote in by Election Day and not subject to a post-election where the lawyers from both sides will descend on this. The process will become very, very messy.
Here in Illinois, you'll have until October 29th to request a mail ballot. Claudia Morell, WBEZ News.